The Kindred People Festival is underway, with First Nations artists, elders and knowledge holders gathering at Monash University in Melbourne for a five-day event. The festival features Indigenous works from around the world and has been years in the making. Organisers say the inaugural program has been a success and hope it will become a regular occurrence on Australia's cultural and arts calendar. Carolyn Briggs is a Bunurong elder and professor at Monash University and believes what unifies Indigenous cultures from around the world is storytelling.
Stories, dance, performances, you know, every culture brings something new and presents to a place where this school or this university is multicultural and a global society. So when we bring First Peoples from around different parts of the continent, we rebuild that energy again.
The 13th edition of the Queer Screen Film Festival has begun in Sydney. The week-long celebration of the LGBTQIA+ community features a program of 28 unique stories from international and local filmmakers. French animation film Jim Queen, directed by Marco Nguyen and Nicholas Atane, opened the festival on Wednesday night. Queer Screen CEO Benson Wu says the festival is about celebrating the diversity of sexuality and gender identity through queer storytelling on screen.
When you look at mainstream cinema or mainstream film festival, often they kind of focus on more revenue-driven content or identity. So I think for us to exist is to kind of tackle every different queer community, LGBTQIA+, and pansexual, intersex, transgender storytelling. I think those are so important, often they've been overshadowed.
An online register for reporting racism and discrimination against First Nations people is set to receive $2 million of funding boost. More than 2,000 racist incidents have been reported to the online Call It Out register since it was established in 2022. The Jumbunna Institute, which runs the register with the National Justice Project, says the funding will support staffing, web development and public awareness. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Malindari McCarthy, says the funding comes ahead of the final report by the Parliamentary Inquiry into Racism, Hate and Violence directed at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. She says the inquiry heard confronting evidence of the far-reaching systemic racism that exists in the country. There are growing calls for Australians to be able to opt out of social media algorithms. Consent advocate Chanel Contos has been campaigning for reforms that would allow users the option to only see posts from friends and accounts they follow. The proposal comes amid a growing body of research that boys and young men can quickly be exposed to misogynistic content on certain social media platforms. Michael Flood is a professor at Queensland's University of Technology and believes that the algorithm can increase exposure to menosphere content, but that is not the only driver.
Anti-feminist men's groups and networks pre-exist the manosphere, in fact, pre-exist, you know, the internet. There have been organised efforts at anti-feminist backlash among men's groups, you know, dating right back to the beginnings of second wave feminism in the 70s, even right back to efforts to stop women's suffrage or getting the vote in the early 1900s. So definitely algorithms are one factor that shape recruitment into and participation in the manosphere, but then certainly not the only factor that shape those.
Australia's largest banks say the lack of enough housing is behind the national affordability crisis first home buyers are facing. A Senate committee into intergenerational housing heard the big four banks are unanimous in pushing for a boost in housing supply. The Commonwealth Bank forecast house prices could fall by up to 9% in coming months. Greens Senator and Inquiry Chair Barbara Pocock has called for the banks to provide a no-frills mortgage for first home buyers and greater transparency around the income the big four receive for each mortgage issued. The inquiry final report is due to be handed down by the end of September. A parliamentary committee has warned new laws opening university doors to thousands of regional students may be too restrictive to be effective in making study more accessible. Under the bill introduced in June, the number of students from regional areas or low socioeconomic backgrounds enrolling in university will be uncapped. The reforms would mean universities get more funding for the extra students they enrol from disadvantaged backgrounds, as well as those who study at regional campuses. While the committee largely supported the bill, it outlined recommendations from universities to expand the definition of disadvantage to consider income, education, employment, housing, and disability. A study by the Centre for Independent Studies has found that Australian teachers lose almost one-third of lesson time to student misbehaviour. That's equivalent to approximately 12 weeks of learning lost each year, according to the national survey of more than 370 teachers. Blaise Joseph is the Director of Education Research at the Centre for Independent Studies and a former teacher. He led this research and says female teachers lost about 9 minutes per half hour of teaching time, compared with 7 minutes among male teachers.
So it appears that misbehaviour seems to be, on average, worse in classes for female teachers than male teachers. Anecdotally, there have been lots of recent concerns about misogynistic attitudes towards female teachers in the classroom. And so while we didn't directly prove that, this is certainly consistent with that concern.
Victims of theft and robbery recorded by police in 2025 fell for the first time since declines in 2020 and 2021 respectively, according to figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Nationally, the number of robbery victims dropped by 8% from the previous year, while theft victims fell by 2%. Queensland recorded the largest decrease in robbery, down 13%, followed by New South Wales, down 11%. But the number of motor vehicle thefts recorded by police increased nationally, reaching a 17-year high in 2025. And now to sport in tennis. Aussie wildcard Dane Sweeney has pulled off a stunning second round win upset over Lorenzo Musetti at the US Open. Ranked more than 100, Sweeney will advance to round 3 of the competition after beating the 14th seed and Grand Slam semi-finalist Musetti. The 25-year-old will take on Lasagna Dardari tomorrow. Meanwhile, two-time champion Naomi Osaka is through to the third round of the tournament after beating Czech Katarina Siniaková. And over in AFL, four players from the Sydney Swans have been interviewed by police weeks after three women reported alleged sexual assaults during a hotel room party in Melbourne. Three other men who police believe were in the room at the time have been interviewed solely as witnesses. The players deny any wrongdoing. No charges have been laid, and police say an update to the investigation is not expected for at least 8 weeks. Coach Dean Cox says the club will not comment about the matter or the on-field future of the players allegedly involved, though they remain exiled from the club to serve their suspensions.
Obviously, understand there's still a fair bit of interest around the police investigation. As mentioned yesterday, Vic Police and the football club came out with a statement, and I won't really comment too much further on those statements.
And now a look at today in the weather. Perth is mostly sunny at 16, Broome is sunny at 24, Darwin is seeing clouds clearing at 27, Alice Springs is sunny at 26, Cairns is sunny at 26, and Brisbane is also sunny at 26. Sydney is sunny at 18, Canberra is sunny at 12. Melbourne is mostly sunny at 13 and Hobart is mostly sunny at 13. Adelaide is cloudy at 15. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.